She's been through it. She's been looking at my boy.
Well.
But you know, when I look at her, I can think of things that I've gone through.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How God is going to
do it. Yes, sir. Amen.
Sometimes I feel like I want to stop every now and then to talk about that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
You know, I was talking to someone a few days ago, and they were talking about how good God has been to us. And they said, somehow it seems God's been so good to us.
Well.
And when they start talking about it, they feel like they're bragging, so they don't talk. It's like he's our best friend.
Yes, sir.
I can brag.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
It's not bragging, it's testifying.
Amen. Amen.
He's really told you so you can tell. Somebody needs to hear how good he is. Somebody needs to know how far down you were when God brought you back there.
All right.
Somebody needs to know. Somebody who's where you were. God can bring them out just like you. Somebody's going through something right now. And your testimony will give them strength to hold on. Recognizing God is able. Like you turn your attention just a few moments from here, just a couple of verses in that 15th chapter of Romans. Paul says, and concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another. Listen now. But I have written very boldly with you on some points so as to remind you again because of the grace that was given me from God. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Becoming the church God wants us to be. Becoming that church God wants us to be. You know, when you talk about church, it seems like right off you start thinking about the that church. They talk about the pastor. But the pastor's only a part of the church. The household of faith is a lot more than just a preacher. A household of faith is more than a strong deacon board. A household of faith is more than a choir that can stir you to the songs that they sing. A strong church, the church that God would have us to be, is a church where the whole household of faith is filled with goodness. So somehow all who are part of the household of faith do the things that God would have them to do in the way that God would have them done.
Well,
you know, when we look at the fruit of the Spirit, somehow when we talk about goodness, it seems to just really sum up all the others.
Yes, sir.
If you say goodness, somehow you look at it and say, oh, yes, all the others sort of fall under it. It encapsulates it all. The goodness, the goodness. There was a church in Rome. And somehow, you know, as you look at it, you find out that Paul didn't start that church. As a matter of fact, folks don't really know who started the church in Rome. Some say Peter, but Peter didn't. By the time Peter got there, the church was already established and doing well. This church that that Paul was talking to said, I've heard about your goodness. And I believe that. And he couldn't say, well, it's because of the pastor you've got. We don't know who was bringing the messages there. It seems, in fact, that if you want to know how that church got started, It was probably because on the day of Pentecost, Rome was one of the places that many of those who were there went. They went to Rome, and somehow they got things together. They didn't have a big church house. Mm-hmm. They went from house to house, and somehow they continued to work with one another. And the things that they did, Paul said, I wish I could get there, because I feel like I need to preach to you. There's some things I want you to know. I've got some sermons in my heart. I just haven't been able to get there yet. But I want to preach to you. But meanwhile, I know that you're already doing good things. I know that already folks are talking about the goodness of the church over there. But I want to preach to you anyhow. I've got a commitment to preach to the Gentiles. And I just feel like I just got to come and bring a message to you. But somehow you're good. That's what I'm hearing. Goodness is all over you. Somehow that household of faith, if you will, there in Rome was something special. So I guess when you look at it, there must be something that we can find from that church that we want to be more like. What was it that they were doing? Even Paul, now Paul is one who really was trying to make everybody get a little stronger.
Yeah.
But he said, I don't know if there's as much I can do for you, but I want to preach to you. I got some sermons that I got. That I think you need to hear some things I think you need to know. But you know, if we look at that church, we find that somehow they were doing things in such a way that everybody who knew who they were knew that they were doing good. Well, I guess doing good actually is also the absence of doing those things that displease God. So I guess you could say that nobody who looked over at the Church of Rome could say, oh, yeah, they're doing this. And you know that's not on being on the Lord's side. And the thing that they're doing, well, you know, they ought not be doing that way. And so it seems like that list was very short or maybe even non-existent. Paul said, I don't know anything wrong about you. I've heard that there's nothing over there but goodness, and I kind of believe it, but I still want to come and preach. I feel like I need to come. I feel like I need to come, but I don't need to come to make you better. I need to come because there's some word that the Lord has put on my heart, some things that I think you need to know. What was it that they were doing that was so different? What was it about that household of faith? Well, I suppose if you look at it, we can't look at the fruit of the Spirit and say, well, that's what it was all about. We know that somehow they had grown in the Spirit and had all the fruit. But I believe what it's really all about, the household of faith, that is a beautiful household of faith. One that's what the Lord wants to be, are the things that are not being done that are on the other side. I'm talking about things like being talked about and criticized. And instead of going to somebody and admonishing them, as I said, that you know what the word is, and you're strong in the word. It's beautiful about the way you do things. Well, somehow it seems that when we get strong in the word, rather than going and talking to somebody about what they're doing and what they need to do, we go talk to somebody else about what that person's doing. Well, that's not admonishing. Oh, no, that's paddling and backbiting. And that doesn't fit into the goodness, if you will. Paddling and backbiting. It doesn't mean that what you said wasn't true. It doesn't mean that what they're doing wasn't wrong. It doesn't mean that what you're saying is not totally aligned up with what the Word of God says. What it means is you're going to tell somebody else and stirring up something. Well, what you should have done is admonish that they said they do. Teaching one another. Now, the things that they had the word. They understood. They knew the word, what it said. So I know you know the word already. And somehow you're strong in the spirit. They had the spirit of the Lord. And they were strong in the word. I guess they had good Bible study, Minister Cole, because they knew what the word was. They understood what God wanted. But also, I think they stayed in prayer because it seemed the Spirit was just all over them. And the Spirit causes the fruit of the Spirit to grow. You know, all those special traits that make us more like Jesus Christ. Traits that make us more of what we ought to be. Those traits were growing in them. And somehow that church, that household of faith, Paul said, I can't tell you all that about you, tell you everything is good, but I haven't heard anything bad. All I've heard is that nothing but goodness in that household of faith. Can't tell us because you got a powerful preacher. We don't even know who was preaching. Peter never got there, I don't believe, not early on. And Paul was saying, well, I'm sorry, I'm probably, I think that I should have been there, and I'm not there yet. So it wasn't Peter, it wasn't Paul. I don't know. I believe, again, that it was all of those who came out on the day of Pentecost. Yeah. And they were on fire for the Lord. Yeah. The Holy Spirit led them over there. Yeah. They got together and started church. Yeah. And started living the way Lord would have them to live. We need to be more like that. Mm-hmm. We don't need to point to the preacher and say, well, we need to do more. We need to individually recognize that God wants us individually to know Him and to grow in the Spirit. We need to spend some time with the Lord individually. We need to make sure that the things that we're doing are what God would have us to do individually.
Yes, sir.
Certainly, I'm not saying, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying we don't need to grow strong as a church. Yes,
right.
But the problems with the household of faith is not the fact that many are doing good, but somewhere in the church, there are some pulling everybody else down.
Oh, Lord.
There are some who...
Oh, God.
Little eye here, little eye there. Little woman here, little woman there. It gets to the point where I don't really know if I want to be a part of this household. Somehow when I get there, I hear people talking about everybody else. I get there and I find everything's all right, but they keep telling me everything is wrong. I get there and I find out that they don't talk about what time prayer meeting is. They talk about what time they have on the telephone. They can get together and I got something I got to tell you.
Oh, my Lord.
We're going to be the church that God would have us to be.
Yeah.
We need to do more of what they did.
Yeah.
Admonish one another. Pray for one another.
Yeah.
Show love to one another.
Wow.
Support one another.
Yeah.
Recognize that all of us have faults.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about the faults of somebody else. I want to tell you what I think the Lord would have you to do in order to become stronger and become more of what He would have you to be. A household of faith that was there. Mm-hmm. Somehow they admonished one another, they taught one another, they prayed for one another, they worked with one another, they supported one another. Uh-huh. Nothing but goodness. Nothing but goodness. Certainly, I know when we talk about goodness, we can certainly find a lot of definitions for it. But let's just use one right now that maybe is not the perfect one. I'm going to call it the absence of everything that displeases God.
Yeah, yeah.
Absence of those things that displease God. Mm-hmm. If you're here, you ought to feel good about being in this place, in this household of faith. You ought to feel that you're not going to be talked about. You're not going to be criticized. You're not going to be mistreated. You should just come here and find us among people who are willing to throw their arms around you and help you through your situation.
Amen.
That's what they were. The goodness, when we talk about their goodness, they knew what God would have them to do, and they lived by the word.
Wow.
That Paul said, I want to come preach to you.
Yeah.
I've got a message on my heart right now.
Well.
But you're good. You're living righteously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everybody can say that about First Man Island. I hope so. I hope the people look over at First Man Island and say, If First Mount Olive is synonymous with goodness.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And if it's not, some of you ought to look and make sure that you're not one of the reasons.
Yes, sir.
If somehow folks can't come here and feel comfortable about sharing their problems,
my God.
And have somebody to pray for them and pray with them, that's not us. Somehow, if you feel like, I wouldn't tell, but somehow... Everybody ought to know that.
Yeah.
They ought to know that about him. They ought to know where she came from.
My Lord.
They ought to know some things about her background.
My God.
They ought to know where she was.
Oh, no.
You ought to go talk to her. You ought to go talk to her about the things that she's doing wrong.
Right.
You ought to talk to him about where he came from.
My God.
You ought to be talking to that person. That's admonishing.
Yeah.
Praying.
Yes, sir.
Supporting.
Amen.
Loving.
Yes.
That's being good.
Amen.
That was a good church.
Yeah.
That was a good church.
Yeah.
Paul said, I can't deny it. Everything I've heard, everything I see, lets me know that you're good.
Yeah.
I just hope that somehow folks can look at First Mount Island and say that.
My God.
That somehow they feel that we're good.
Yeah.
We don't talk about one another.
Well,
don't tear each other down.
Well,
don't find something good and juicy about somebody. I'm going to challenge you right now.
All right.
Praise God.
That juicy thing that you will say to somebody right after
this. Oh, no. Yeah.
Come on, Pastor.
About somebody who was in the church.
Oh,
why don't you not say that?
Amen.
Back it up. That you thought was totally unapproachable. You didn't tell that person, but you sure do want to. You can't hardly wait to get out to tell somebody else. Scratch that off. This is a household of faith. We need to grow strong by helping each other grow strong. We need to help each other to get out of the situations that we're in. We need to try to help people be lifted up to where the Lord will have them lifted up. Somebody who came in with a problem or situation ought not go out of here worrying about where that information is going to go. And who is going to know. Paul said, concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another. You know the word, you live the word, and if there's somebody who's outside of the word, you're willing to go talk to them about it. If there's somebody who's going wrong, you're not going to point to them.
Come on.
You're going to throw your arms around.
Wow.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
That's what they were.
Yeah.
Paul said, I don't know a lot about you. All I know is that you're good.
Yeah.
And your goodness is recognized all over.
Yes,
people come to you,
become
a part of your congregation,
because
somehow they can recognize that you're on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
See, Satan has you to go out and use all that information, all those things you know, make somebody laugh, somebody smile, or make somebody think you know everything about everybody.
Yeah, come on, man.
Leave it alone.
Yeah. One more time, man.
You're tearing down and keeping this household of faith from being what God would have it to be.
Amen.
I just wish Paul could say and send a letter to him and say, Pastor Stinger, I'm convinced that the first man out is filled with goodness. Living as God would have them to live. Supporting one another. Helping each other through their problems. Helping the situations they're going through. Goodness. A household of faith. It is when God would have us to be. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, we find that on this day we're talking about goodness. Goodness, Father, we recognize that that's one of the fruit of the Spirit. A fruit that continues to grow and we come closer and closer to you and more like you. We recognize, Father, that all these virtues that we talk about are things that are your virtue. We want to be more like you. And somehow the Holy Spirit enables us, those fruit continue to grow in us. As we learn more about you and love you more, we want to be more and more like you. But Father, we not only want to be more and more like you as individuals, we want to be more and more like you as a household of faith. Somehow, Father, we ask that those who are here who feel that this morning Pastor Stegel must have heard about something they did or said, somehow they recognize that I have not heard. And I don't need to hear, don't want to hear. Father, let them know that they ought not spread those words. Those words that they've heard to tear somebody down. But rather, Father, find ways of supporting those who have tripped, those who have stumbled, those who are not all that you have in mind. So bless us, Father.
Bless
us, Father, and help us to become that household of faith. That household of faith that puts me even from afar off. Paul was a long way away, but even from afar off, can say there's goodness in that place. There's a congregation and a household of faith that's filled with goodness. Thank you for your love.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for causing us to just look at ourselves and realize that if we're not good, if we're not good, it's only because we have not allowed the Holy Spirit to rule in us.
Yes, sir.
And to cause ourselves to be filled with those beautiful fruit. The special fruit.
Yes, God.
The fruit that makes us born.
Yes. Give us the fruit.
Bless us now.
Thanks, God.
Bless us, Father.
Bless you.
In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Let us pray.